Find me Gary Busey. How about find me someone who doesn't like streaming videos straight to their TV? Live television programming is overrated, just like music radio. You clearly are one of the smart people of this world, not just because you listen to this show. You want to get your hands on the new Amazon Fire TV. Do so through Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com. You can even watch us live on your HD TV. Nothing like seeing your favorite radio DJs in 1080p HD. Well, get your Amazon Fire TV anyway. Today through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Mom said get home now.
Tell Mom I'm on official police business.
Cindy, you okay?
Hey, no talking to the witness.
Go get in the car, Doofy. She's coming with us.
Does Mom know?
Yeah, doofus.
Mom says when I wear this badge, you're supposed to treat me like a man of the law.
Yeah, well, Mom also said for you to stop sticking your dick in the vacuum cleaner.
Guess what I just did with those hookers we busted?
No way.
All the way, man. Yes. Watch this. Doofy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Special Officer Doofy reporting.
Hey, Doofy, smell my fingers.
What's that?
That's when you know you become a man, Doofy.
Hey, Terry. Smell my finger.
What the hell is that?
My ass.
Get the hell out of here, Doofy.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
She dances in this sheet at night. She dances to his knees. She dances.
What is happening right now? September 20th, 2014, live from Studio G, where Safe Light Auto is replacing my windshield for the third time at the BDB Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. I can't wait till we get to that bit. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. And spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you.
What the hell was that?
Today's show, Philippians, try not to down talk Amazon today.
Not today.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. DT, what's next month?
October.
And in October, what non-holiday that should be a holiday happens in October?
I don't even know.
Halloween.
Oh.
Halloween. Yes, Halloween happens. And most people give out candy and they dress up.
And firecrackers.
Yeah.
I remember a few years back going to a place of party. Switch those words if you like. And like all the costumes were like picked through. They were falling off the racks. They were on the floors. People were trampsing on them. Everything like that. It was a disaster. They had nice costumes to offer, but the place of party, it was very disorganized. There were 2,500 people that were there trying to get the same exact costume, and it was an absolute disaster. Even though the costumes were falling off the rack, the prices were staying up. Avoid all that this year, folks. Amazon has everything you need for your Halloween and fall celebrations. Our biggest Amazon season is just around the corner with all the holidays returning. This is where we need you most. By doing all your holiday shopping through our Amazon portal, you help us start off the new year on the right foot. Gear up for the holidays with us. It's all we're going to tell you about until 2015. Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com for all your holiday needs. Yeah. Mocha.
You threw me off.
How did I throw you off?
You said what non-holiday, it should actually be a holiday, happens.
Halloween.
But that is a holiday.
Halloween is not a holiday.
How's it not a holiday? It's Halloween. Everyone celebrates Halloween.
Yeah, not everybody celebrates Halloween, but Halloween is not a nationally recognized holiday. We don't get the day off. The banks are open. It's not a holiday.
It's still a holiday.
No, it's not. We go to work. We get off work. We go home. We dress up. We hand out candy. Or we take the kids trick-or-treating.
It's like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but it's not a national holiday.
Valentine's Day is a holiday, too.
Valentine's Day is not a holiday, DT. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're in your depleted condition today.
It's a day of celebration.
It is a day of celebration. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to rebuke you.
Rebuke.
That was a pre-show joke. Welcome to the show, everybody. Dan, she's a slave to the rhythm here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be giving away Fix-It drink.
Yeah. Can I get some Fix-It?
All right, so Mocha Cub is in a little depleted case today. For those of you that are watching us on YouTube, he has his orange juice in the studio, and he's labeled it Fix-It drink. So when he drinks it, I guess it's fixing whatever is ailing the Mocha Cub. How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm all right. I feel like my headphones are really low.
Like your ears need to pop.
They really do, because like I feel like really high pitched, and I don't want to overcompensate and start yelling.
No, we have an equalizer that will overcompensate if you start yelling.
Okay, cool.
But I will give you the free pass to snot, sneeze, cough, and hack into the microphone today. Because he doesn't have, I know last week I bitched about, you know, Philippius coming over to my house in full Ebola.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was. Philippius was in 100% full Ebola, knocked down.
Arabic.
He had 104 temperature. He was snotting all over the place, and he was doing his best. You, number one, don't have a fever.
No.
You don't have a prominent cough. And the cough that you do have is just from the excess sinus drainage at the back of your throat. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a doctor. Take two of these and call me in the morning. So you're not, I don't feel that you are in full-blown sickness.
No, I don't either. And like I texted you last night and I told you.
Yes.
Because I was like, I felt it coming. And I was like, oh, I don't feel good. I feel a little bit under the weather. I'm just going to try to sleep it off. Woke up this morning and I just had a headache. That's about it. That and stuffy nose.
Yeah.
And because of the stuffy nose, like everything else is just.
So that doesn't classify as a sickness for those of you that are tracking at home. It does not classify as sickness, Philippius.
Whatever that means.
It doesn't he's not sick.
Okay.
So after you text me last night and then we were sexting after that.
Yeah.
I text Philippius.
And then poking.
I text Philippius and I said, hey, turn on the funny because it's going to be me and you tomorrow.
Yep.
And Philippius texts me back. Okay. And that was it.
See,
I'm good at the text messaging and the text communications and you know, and it's very well known on the show that we are a official co-host down.
Is it very well documented?
It is on the show that we are an official co-host down. And DT has been kind enough to fill in while the search continues. So he's not
obligated to be here.
How the hell did he come up with that word?
He's been reading this day of the word.
Have you been reading
word
the dictionary?
Of the day toilet paper?
The yes. Word of the day toilet paper.
Yes.
You know, we actually thought about doing that for Fat Guy Radio Show. Having, because you can get customized toilet paper printed up with your logos and stuff on it.
Wow.
Oh, that's
and we were cool. Like, how cool would it be for people to wipe their ass with our logo?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be
and send
dope.
Us pictures.
But then if white people use a toilet paper, we just have a whole lot of white people walking around here with blue and yellow asses. And, you know, it's not...
a sick bamboo?
It's kind of frowned upon to have a blue and yellow ass. Unless you are part
says
bamboo.
Sick bamboo.
Sick bamboo.
Bamboo.
The bamboo monkey?
Yeah, sick though, because they're supposed to be red and blue.
But if they're, if they're yellow and blue, he must be sick.
That's right.
All right, very good, Lip. Well, we're going to kick the show off with... we'll start in a second. We're going to kick the show off with the segment that is sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. It, of course, is, in his depleted case today, what the hell is Corey tweeting with DT here on FatGuyRadioShow.com?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, hold on. We got to keep the rustling of the paper. From now on, that's the bit. I want 7 seconds of just paper rustling.
Ha 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 ha!
All right, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
This big storm, in quotation marks.
Yes.
That everyone is up in arms about here in AZ ain't going to do nothing. Ain't gone do nothing.
Ain't gone do nothing.
Pound. Mark my words. Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
Well, let me justify that, you sexy son of a biscuit. I tweeted that out because this was the big thing that it was all over the news because last week, and we didn't talk about it on the show, last week, Phoenix and the surrounding areas were flooded.
Yes.
There were 6 feet of water on the 10. The 10 basically became a swimming pool. There were people being pulled from cars. They were canceling schools. Here in Phoenix, for those of you listening to us around the world, Phoenix never gets weather that shuts down schools, roads, and jobs.
No.
It never happens. We get the haboobs, sometimes two, which is a haboobi. And it never affects us that much. Well, last Monday, we got drenched and drowned. And, you know, the newscasters were like, hey, you got to watch for old people because, you know, they're going to drown. They can't swim very well and wheelchairs don't float. You know, all that was going on last Monday, and it was big. It was huge, and it took us by surprise. Well, I guess there was a hurricane or something that was over Philippias country, yes, also known as Mexico. And they were like, this is going to come in to Arizona, and we're going to have Rain-mageddon all over again. It's going to be Rain-mageddon. And the newscasters and the weather people on the television, meteorologists, were saying, don't go to work. Stay home. Schools will be closed. Roads will be closed. It will rain out. Check your homeowner's insurance. If you have rain and flood coverage, it's going to be disastrous. The governor is set to order a state of emergency for this massive rainfall coming again. All this was going on Tuesday of this week, this past week.
Yeah.
People were running in the streets, ripping their shirts off, scared that the water was going to wash away and ruin their lifestyle. People were going to lose their homes. Children were going to die. Everything was going to happen in this big rainfall coming in from Philippians country.
Yeah, yes. And then we're going to have to send Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis,
yes,
to the eye of the Rain-mageddon storm.
They were.
To set off a charge that'll somehow heat up the rain.
Absolutely.
And it becomes Mist-mageddon.
It becomes Mist-mageddon. Home Depot, Lowe's, and Amazon sold out of wood because the guy that lives up the street 5 houses from me named Noah
was building his ark.
Started building an ark.
Nice.
It was that big of a story. It got national attention. Stay home. Don't go out. Don't go outside. So I get up on Wednesday morning, and I'm deciding whether or not I'm going to drive the SUV or if I'm going to make a boat out of my new car. And I open up the garage, and I look up, and it's clear skies. Maybe. Maybe a couple of clouds over off in the Far East Valley, but they were fluffy, white, joyful opening Simpsons show clouds. Yes. Nothing. I got on the freeway. 3 cars. I swooped into my day job at the quickest time ever. Wasn't nobody on the roads. People had their houses boarded up. Nothing. I was at work. Went to lunch, and it rained just enough to spot my car. So it was like, and that was it. All that buildup for Rain-mageddon 2014, and it never happened.
Well, it kind of happened where I was at.
No, was it as bad as it was on Monday?
It was like we were in the middle of the storm, and it was pretty bad. Like Buckeye Road. Down the street from my numbers job.
That's a road down in the hood. The hood road. Yeah. Hood street. In the hood.
In the hood.
Where you get some fix it drink.
So it rained out.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, literally, the connection on the, what is it, Black Canyon Freeway?
Yeah.
Also known as, what is that, the 17?
I-17, yeah, 17.
The I-17? Like, right there?
Nothing.
Flooded.
Oh, it just right there.
Right there. Flooded. The school was flooded. But we had a half-day schedule anyways. So my boss calls me. It was like, oh, the rain is going to cause us not to have training today. So go home when you got school's let out. Like, go home now. So I got picked up and went home for the rest of the day.
Everybody was up in arms, dude. And, okay, so that wasn't isolated.
I had to cancel recess.
Oh, no, not me. No, God,
and
no.
The kids were ripping off their shirts. No! The black guy from what is that shit? I'm about to ruin a bit.
I don't know. You about to, the bit's good. It's slowly going over. This music may not be for Ramageddon. It may be for the bit.
It's going away.
the black guy with the horrible cry on YouTube doing this.
Leave Britney Spears alone.
I swear he popped out somewhere in my school.
He was crying. He was screaming out.
He was crying because he couldn't go out to recess.
Oh, man. But that was an isolated. The storm that hit us a week ago, or now 2 weeks ago.
About a week ago.
About a week ago. That storm didn't happen. People stayed home for no reason. It was stupid. It's just proof that we are just mental slaves to media hype. We did it again. That's why I tweeted that out on, I think it was Tuesday night.
3 days ago? What would that be? Friday, Saturday?
That was Saturday. Wednesday, because it was supposed to hit.
Yeah, Wednesday.
So, yeah. So I tweeted that.
I don't go back, but I go forward, right? Friday, Saturday,
we got
Sunday. Oh, was it Sunday? Yeah. You tweeted out Sunday. Three days in the future.
We have $25,000 worth of electronic equipment in here, all connected to the internet, and not one of us knows how long 3 days ago was.
3 days ago. That's how long ago it was.
Clearly.
Well, if you're not counting today, 3 days ago will be Friday, yes. Thursday, Wednesday. If you're counting today, 3 days ago will be
Thursday,
Friday, today, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. Thank you.
This is why we're in radio, because yeah, we would be horrible meteorologists.
Actually, we'd probably be more accurate than they are, because all we have to do is say.
Clearly.
My boob says there's a 65% chance it's already not raining.
It's a 65% chance it's already not raining.
Yeah.
Be aware. Stay home.
As like I have ESPN or something.
Or you have ESPN Beijing, by the way. But Beijing. It's like... Everybody was all freaked out and scared to not go anywhere, and nothing happened. Nothing as dramatic as that Monday that happened.
No.
You know what I mean? It's horrible, but here's the good thing about it. We are, and I wish I had the show Happy Days Are Here Again, because I would play it right now. Do you know that we are this coming Thursday? You know, I need to find some bed music for this, because this is a really big deal for me. I'm really excited about this, but this coming Thursday, I'm going to go to the old Price is Right bed. Nope, not that one. This coming Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the official first day of fall.
Yeah! Woo!
Hallelujah, be Jesus.
Where are my claps? I need some claps. It is the official first day of fall.
Yeah.
Good.
Throw them back summer.
Goodbye, summer, you cruel, cruel, hot bitch. It is going to be fall. Before you know it, I am excited this Thursday. Let the fall countdown begin. Now, what does that mean for Arizona? Not much. Nope. But 99-degree weather instead of 400-degree weather. So it's still going to be warm.
Yep.
But that's a huge change. You know what? Me, when it's in Arizona, when it's under 100 degrees, I'm okay. I'm comfortable with that. I saw a friend of mine, Mark, put up on Facebook earlier today. He was like, this is Phoenix, Arizona, not Kansas. Kill it with the humidity. I like the humidity.
I hate it.
I'm okay with, I'd rather have humidity than dry heat. I've said it on the show before. I'd rather have humidity than dry heat. Now, yeah, you stand outside and you instantly just start sweating and you stick to everything. And I don't know what it is, but whoever turned on the mosquito button, please turn it off.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
My God.
When did Arizona turn into swamplands?
It is horrible.
This is amazing.
I have never seen this many mosquitoes.
It's not amazing. It's not amazing. In a good way. It's amazing how so many mosquitoes just came about.
Just out of nowhere.
I thought I was going to die this week of West Nile virus.
Yeah, I fear for West Nile. I go outside in long sleeves. I'm wearing long sleeves today. I wear long sleeves and long pants. I can't go outside. I went outside my house one time with shorts on and came back in with no less than 3 mosquito bites. I was out talking to my friend Amy. I went over to my friend Amy's house. Maybe we'll get into what that was. Maybe we'll get into why I was over there later on in the week. What is happening? I'm just completely distracted from what I was talking about.
I'm sorry. I took a swig of my fixie drink.
Yes.
And I see that I'm halfway done with my fixie drink. I think Flip noticed I was halfway done with my fixie drink and decided to giggle. The hell was that about?
It's just funny.
Why is it funny?
Because that's a small gallon, half gallon.
Yeah, it's a half gallon.
And you're already halfway done?
Oh, was I supposed to be done with it already?
Yeah. How you get fixed?
I'm sorry that my throat isn't bottomless like yours with all the penis you stick in it.
Chicken.
Chicken fingers.
Philippians. Penis stick. That's not right. Mocha, that's inappropriate for the workplace.
That was inappropriate.
I'm sorry. That I'm not sorry about him sticking penis in
his
throat.
Okay, all right. We've said enough of that. Hello, Dallas. All right. Back to my story, whatever the hell I was talking about. Philippians, don't pay attention to the break schedule. I was standing outside talking to my friend Amy, and she was just getting eaten up by them. It was ridiculous. I don't know what it is with the mosquitoes, but somebody turned on a mosquito. Turn it off, but the mosquitoes go away when fall comes to play.
Yep.
I'm really excited about that. And on the other side of this break, me and Dite have started watching some new streaming videos and TV shows on both Amazon Instant Play and Netflix. And we're going to talk about it when we get back. But before we get to that, DT hurt my feelings on his Facebook page, and he doesn't even realize that he did. We'll be right back on the other side of this break on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, they are back. DT, they're back.
What's back?
Fathead for Real is on the Fat Guy Radio Show. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Fathead for Real. If you don't know what Fathead is, get ready for your mind to be blown. Fathead for Real, part of the Lids.com family, offers wall decals, murals, and stickers. It's football season. Football. Football. With Fathead for Real, you can trick out your man cave and send jealousy raging through the bodies of your friends. And add some colorful enjoyment to a child's room with their favorite DC comic character. And if that doesn't tickle your fancy, take a photo of someone like DT, he's sexy mocha cup. Take that photo and have it blown up to one of those cartoon-sized cutouts. You can get cutouts of your favorite sports athletes as well. The ones that you see that people hold up in the stands at the stadium, and it's got, you know, LeBron's face, or it's LeBron crying face, whichever one you want. You can even get them made for athletes that you don't care for. Simply click the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Don't miss these amazing, one-of-a-kind, high-quality prints. Fat Head, for real, part of the Lids family, now back, makes their triumphant return to FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah.
Nice. I'm about to give me one. I want a fat head of my fat head in the room.
I do want a fat head of my, yeah, Flippy, it's just that bed right off the cliff. What was wrong?
My finger slipped.
Jesus. He just like shut the board down. It was like So Fathead, for real, welcome back to the Fat Guy Radio Show family, and thank you for sponsoring this show. Folks, look, Fathead, for real, part of the Lids family. We're part of the BDB Radio Network before. They're back now. Put us over. Come on. Get a couple of Fatheads. Get a couple of wall decals. They got SpongeBob, for the love of pizza. I'm getting a SpongeBob for little fellow's room, even though he's 14 years old now. SpongeBob probably isn't, you know, his liking, but I think it'd be inappropriate to have a Farrah Fawcett sticker on the wall. But if you got your man, how cool would it be? Your man's got his little Barker lounger in the garage. Put up his favorite football player. They even have some of the throwback football players from back in the day there, Mocha Cove.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they got him going all the way back to...
Mean Joe Green?
Troy Aikman.
What?
All the way back. Troy Aikman, a football player?
Yeah, Troy the Joy.
Troy the Joy. Yeah, they got him all there on
Aikman.
Yeah, so put us over, folks, on Cowboys. That. Get a couple of stickers and whatnot for your kids and so forth. So me and Dite have been watching some new videos on there. But first, my feelings were hurt.
Oh.
Last week.
I think I know what post you're talking about that hurt your feelings.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to defend yourself, but this may be me being a sensitive Sally and whatnot on the show, which is, you know, pretty much par for the course, but I don't go on Facebook very often other than to do things for the show, for Fat Guy Radio Show, and then sometimes I lend a hand on Full Court Press. I snuck into Full Court Press Radio's taping on... Tuesday night, that was a good show. If you guys are in a fantasy league, the way y'all were talking about fantasy leagues and what you guys were doing and how to pull it and those tips that you were giving, it almost got me excited to start up a fantasy league. If I actually knew what a fantasy league was, but it was good. So I snuck in and I took a selfie of myself with Ryan in the background while they were taping the show. And I never tweeted it out. So, but anyway, so check out Full Court Press Radio.
That's not important.
So I was, I was scrolling through my Facebook, and after all the videos were bombing out my computer because my computer is horrible, I come across a tweet or a text message or a Facebook posting that was a few days old on DT's Facebook page.
Okay.
It's a few days old. I didn't get to this till probably, I don't know, I want to say maybe Wednesday or Thursday of this week. I didn't get to it. So I just have, it just happened to pop up because clearly Facebook knows what's the most important messages or the most important postings that I should see. And also this new crap that Facebook is doing where it sends me an update every time a friend on my page adds a picture or updates a status. I'm kind of getting irritated with that. So clearly Facebook knows what my top story should be.
Yes.
And what I feel should be my top stories. So this is probably why I missed this. And besides, I go on Facebook probably once a week.
All right.
So on September 13th at 1:55, September 13th, we recorded the show. That was a Saturday.
Yes.
Was it not? We recorded the show at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Well, on September 13th at 1:55, and yes, I'm on your Facebook page right now. Is this the post that you thought I was going to go for?
Oh,
yeah.
This is the post that you thought?
That's,
yeah.
That's okay. The one. I know exactly what it says.
Too. So, September 13th at 1:55. And I know he's in this depleted case, so I almost second-guessed bringing this up. So, I'm not going to slam you too hard till you're feeling better. 1:55, 2 hours before the show.
Yes.
2 hours before he was going to be in my presence and in Philippius' presence. Mm. 2 hours before any interaction with me where he could have said, hey, Corey, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to do anything? Which is, I always offer. Everybody in this network has an open door policy to my home. I have done it very well. I have presented the house so that it's very welcoming to everybody. But I won 55 on this Saturday. Last Saturday, folks. 2014, the year of our Lord. Mocha Cub, D-Tay, Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio. Post up on his personal Facebook page. Anybody know where I can watch the fight tonight?
I knew that was going to be it. I knew that was it.
Yeah. And, of course, your friends chime in, and they're like, bar in Iowa, and I'm like, he's not in Iowa, and then blah, blah, blah. So I read that post, and I interpreted the fact that he could have watched the fight with me. Mm. There was nothing that I had going on. My life is an empty cavern. Not even that was a complete bold-faced lie. But if Mokica would have asked, hey, I want to watch the fight tonight, even if it was PPV, pay-per-view, I would have bought it for you. Just so that we could have hung out, got some pizzas and some wings and some snacks and some chips and some fix-it drink. We could have did all that. But no, you reached out to your other friends that are better than your radio partner.
In Iowa.
To say, hey, where can I watch the fight tonight? Knowing damn well that Corey bought a cartoon-sized TV a few months ago. A sexy surround sound system. I have more couches. My couches have dust and cobwebs on them because that few people sit on them. Great room, comfortable. I would have hosted. I would have rolled out the red carpet. But no, he went to his Facebook masses and said, hey, anyone know where I could watch the fight tonight? Do you see how that upset me?
Yes, I can see why that upsets you.
Right. Wow. So are you going to unfriend me or are you going to explain why you reached out to everybody else? But me, was it a UFC fight or was it a boxing match?
It was a boxing match.
Okay, so it was a boxing match.
Floyd Money Mayweather versus Maidana 2.
Would it not have been good to watch it over Casa La Blaze?
No, it would have been great. I wasn't even thinking about, like, one, because I know you're not really big into sports.
Well, I am. I'm wearing a Phoenix Suns hat today.
Well, that's the only sport I know you're into is sports. Basketball.
The only sport you're into is sports.
Nice.
Somebody tweet that out. The only sports you're into is sports. All right, so, okay. So
I know that you're a big basketball fan.
Yes.
I know you don't like the foosball. I know you're not a big fan of soccer.
Right.
I know that you... You talk about UFC every once in a while.
Yeah.
Just because you like the guys like scantily dressed and all oiled up.
Well, yes, clearly. That's the secret.
Yes.
He got me figured out. He got me pinged right there, Lip.
I didn't know you liked boxing. Had I known you liked boxing, I would have brought it up. But I didn't take you for a boxing type person.
But now,
seeing how much this has affected you, I know that you would have watched it no matter what just to be with me.
Exactly. That's so, what it learning. Is. Now you're learning.
So next time there's a big sporting event or right. anything, and I need someplace to watch it, I'll reach out to you first. Say,
reach Corey, out to me.
Would you like to watch this sporting event with me? Just because I know that you even if you don't like it, even if it's like pulling teeth out at the
mm-hmm.
dentist,
mm-hmm.
you'll watch it just to be with your mocha cup.
Now, exactly, and that was my whole point. Now, football games, the only one you're going to get me interested in to watch will be the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay? I don't have a problem hosting a Super Bowl party. We could invite your real radio partner, Ryan, over whatever. If you guys wanted to watch the fight, I would have bought the Merriweather fight because I would have watched it for the fact that it would have been something that I could have came back and talked about here on the show. But the number one reason on why that upset me is because I would have just, you know, I would have just spent time with Mocha Cup. That's what would have been. Just, you know, me, you, we probably would have let the, you know, the Philippians come over.
Fun Barnacle?
Yeah, the Fun Barnacle. And he would have sat there and just sucked up all the fun and said awkward-ass things, and it would have been par for the course. Ate all the pizza and the nuts and, you know, him and his penis stuffing and all that other kind of stuff that he does. But it would have been an opportunity for you and I.
He would have ate up all the spotted dick.
Yeah, he would have eaten up all the spotted, and it would have been fun. But I was just like, huh, why wouldn't DT say anything to me? Do you think I bought that cartoon-sized TV just for me? I don't even sit down in my living room 90% of the time. I spend all my time in my bedroom where my office is and where my computer is and where I was sitting there all last night editing all these new Facebook videos we're going to be releasing. Nice. I was just like, I would have liked an invitation to, because I would have said, hell yeah, we can watch the fight at my house.
You will be my first contact. Whenever I want to go to watch a sporting event.
Yeah. Now, not all of them.
Not all of them.
You know, because the only sport I like is sport. But not all of them. Football, it could be definitely the Super Bowl. But that's normally a big blowout party type thing, which we might do this year.
But definitely I will invite you to some Suns games, because I like going to the actual Suns game.
Oh yeah, I'm always down for Phoenix Suns game, winning or losing.
Yeah,
I'm always down with Phoenix Suns game. But anytime you want to watch a basketball game, because I know you have to do it for your sports show, Full Court Press Radio. But yeah, man, anytime. If it's after the show, you know, after the show, I normally go home and I cry and I sit in my state of depression.
You know, can I tell you something that happened to me last Saturday?
Please.
And it's probably going to make you feel even worse about that.
Here we go. Lip, why?
Why are you doing this?
Why? Okay.
Maybe not worse. Just maybe you'd have been like, see, that's why you should hit me up.
Okay. All right. Now, good. So this is going to justify my previous argumente.
See.
I didn't end up going to any place to watch the fight. I ended up streaming it on the internet for free.
You ended up streaming it online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find a place to go.
Okay, that does upset me. That's okay.
And
if my heart was made of glass right now, it sounds like this.
And I, like, in retrospect is always 2020. I should have just asked you first.
Yeah, you should have. That's what I'm here for. I have no friends, or when I do, they yell at me for not being a friend.
Ooh.
We'll get into that a little later on in the show. But I digress, though. I know you're in your depleted condition, so I'm not going to fight and bitch and moan and go all girly on you yet. But it was just
next week.
It was just like, you know, you should have, you know, if you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, don't worry, baby. I don't know the rest of it.
Babe,
I'll be there in a hurry. You don't need to worry, because, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
We'll be back.
Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
All right. And we're back.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was this week in Fat Guy Radio. He just ruins it. He sees a beautiful moment over here, and he just ruins it every time, man. Because it didn't involve him. I know we're supposed to talk about our Amazon streaming, but I got to jump over to old Lip over here. The reason why he squashed this moment that me and you were just having, because he has now returned officially to just producer. He's back to being just producer.
Yes.
No weekly calls, no weekly text messages, no hey, how you doing, no Facebook postings, no waka waka flocka flocka, nothing. I have one question, Philippians, because I know this is what's behind it all. What is her name?
There is no her name.
There has to be, because
you're lying.
You are totally back to Lip returns to the world of relationship Lip. He's relationship producer. This is the relationship producer.
There's no knots tied, so.
No. There ain't no knots tied, but there's got to be somebody that's eating up your time, because you have completely blown off our friendship. The only time, when was the last time I saw you?
Last week.
At
the show.
The week before that, other than the time when you came to my house and tried to give and gave me the Ebola virus.
When I tried to give you the Ebola
virus. When you tried to give me Ebola virus. You are back. You are back to relationship producer, and we want to know who she is. Because
it's,
that's the only...
It's a he.
It's,
a,
it's not a he. You are totally back to being only the producer. You don't friend. You don't call. You don't... I used to get... I would send a text message to him. Mocha Cup, I'll send him a text message, and I'll be like, hey, buddy, what's going on with your day? Hope everything is going good. And I throw some shtick in there and whatever, you know? And he texts me back, yeah, it's cool. like I've interrupted his life. Whoa. When I'm trying to just trying to extend the olive branch to you.
He was trying to get him. You interrupted him while he was getting some sugar walls.
He was. He must be. He must be. I just want to know, who is she? Who is she? Tip. Who is she? It's got to be a girl, because that's the only time you may not be in a full fledged relationship, but you got to be courting somebody. That's the only thing. This I can
Don't
feel
lie.
It. Liv.
Are you courting somebody?
Not yet.
Not yet. So you're
doing, feeling somebody.
So he's feeling you feeling somebody.
You feeling somebody
right now.
Mm.
Oh,
it's break time. It's break.
He is saved by the break signal. That's not fair, Lip. You feeling somebody? You are putting you are blowing off your boys again. You're doing the whole full Reximus, and you're blowing off all your friends.
Never go full Rex.
Never. We'll be right back.
This world has forgotten.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, where we never go full Rex.
Oh.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our good friends, folks, Halo 6. I have my Halo 6 G6 right here in my hand, and I was holding it up to the camera as we clicked over to the Halo 6 imaging. Halo 6, part of the Fat Guy Radio Show, they were really one of the first top three official sponsors of the show when we first began. They've been with us for quite some time, and we appreciate our relationship with Halo 6, and we love you guys for going through, and few of you have gotten the G6, a few of you have ordered the Triton tank system, and we do truly appreciate that, because Halo 6 has been with us for quite some time here on Fat Guy Radio Show, and I have an endorsement deal with them, and they are the premium best electronic cigarettes out there. You can't go wrong with Halo 6. Get them now, Halo 6, through the Halo 6 banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. And in his depleted case, Mocha Cup, give it to us. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Yeah. All right, Lip. Well, when you become comfortable enough with telling us who she is, you hit us up, because this is a classic sign of a relationship producer.
Yep.
And you know what? Me and DT are turning a new leaf. We are okay with you going full Rex. His pants are going to be around his ankles, because I am going to title the show Never Go Full Rex.
Wow.
All right. Well, you know, it's on to the world of show. DT and I, we're not spending a lot of time together watching boxing matches. However, we are watching streaming videos.
Yes.
And we've gotten into some hot titles here. And I am known to have my Amazon Instant Video, and they are my first and sexiest bitch of the video streaming services. But I also have Netflix too. It's no secret.
Yeah.
But DT, what have you been watching? You were talking to me and DT have literally been talking about this back and forth for quite some time. And I'm like, dude, we gotta introduce this to the show, because you know what? You might want to get in. People that are listening or watching might want to get in on some of the stuff that we're watching and track along with us. So, what are some of the shows that you have gotten into lately on your streaming?
Well, I had binge watched after I finished watching all of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Before it ended.
I still haven't gotten into the bad.
Oh, it's really good.
I know.
I finished watching all that. then I was like, I don't know what to watch. So I basically used Netflix for movies.
Yeah.
But then I got into their Orange is the New Black, and then they put the Pokemon up. So I watched all of the Pokemon that they put up, which is like the first two or three seasons of Pokemon.
How was the Orange is the New Black?
Actually, it was really good. Like, I watched all their episodes in probably like a week.
Really?
Yeah. First and second season.
Hmm.
It's that good. Like, you usually get caught into it.
It was so overhyped, I didn't even, like, it's gonna fall.
It's actually pretty good. But like recently I didn't have anything new to watch until like a couple weeks ago. And I started watching Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Because I was so against it because I'm a true like believer of the movies.
Yeah.
Like a true fan of the movies. And then like something just like, you know what? Just watch it. You can just like it for what it is. Because I was like, how are they going to make it fit into the story? Because it's supposed to take place between episode 2 and episode 3,
mm-hmm.
The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So I was like, how am I going to get that? How are they going to make it fit? And I watched it, and it was actually really good. The bet is 6 seasons. It started in 2008, ended in 2006,
yeah.
14.
Clone Wars.
The Clone Wars.
On Netflix?
On Netflix.
Okay.
And the best season to me, I would say, is season 5, where you follow Ahsoka Tano after she gets accused of being a traitor.
Sure.
And it's brilliant. And I'm like, oh, man. The 6th season was kind of boring to me.
Really? Kind of fell off a little bit?
Yeah, I didn't like the 6th season.
Is this a cartoon?
It's animated. So it's like, it's cartoonish.
I can't watch anime. Philippians, do you watch animation at all on like the streaming services?
No.
Do you have any streaming services?
Not right now.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
He doesn't need a stream.
He doesn't need it because he's got this girl that he's chasing. Yeah. Where he's ignoring.
He's streaming
me.
Her. On
yeah,
his balls.
He's definitely streaming her. So you got so you watched the Clone Wars. How many seasons were there?
There were 6.
There were 6. And you got through all of them?
All of them in a span of like a week and a half.
Oh my God, dude, you were binging big time.
Yeah, I was watching when I should have been watching. I should have been doing other things.
Okay, so you're out of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
What is the new show that you're watching?
Now I'm watching this show called Death Note. I just started it on Thursday.
Yeah.
There is...
Death
Note.
On Netflix. Death Note on Netflix.
Yes, it's a Japanese anime.
Here you go with the animation again.
It's only one season, 37 episodes. I just started it Thursday. I'm already on episode 22.
How long are the episodes? Like 30 minutes or so?
Yeah, like 22 minutes each episode. 22 minutes.
I can't get an animation on streaming. I can't do it. It seems like a waste of time to me. I've watched animated movies, like Pixar movies or whatever like that, but I can't get into animation TV shows.
Well,
other than SpongeBob.
Well, the thing is, the story of Death Note is super like interesting.
Right.
You follow this guy who finds a Death Note is basically a death notebook. It's not a note. Note in Japanese is notebook.
Oh.
So it's a death notebook, and any person's name you write in the notebook, they die. Within 40 seconds of you writing their name, unless you specify the cause of death. If you don't specify the cause of death, they die of a heart attack.
Now, see, that sounds amazing to me. But it's lost on me because it's animation.
Mm. I'm telling you, but the writing, you forget that you're
there?
The writing is so great.
Do their lips move with the words? Or is it kind of like the old Pokemon?
You can watch it in Japanese with the American subtitles, or you can watch it with the dubbed voices.
All right.
And it's pretty good. Same thing with the Clone Wars. The writing in the Clone Wars, you're like, I can't believe they market this to kids because this is such like adult writing. Like the thing they talk about sedition and like all the kind of like brigadiers and all kind of like war type vocabulary.
Yeah.
And then like real life tactics. They bring up like past wars that happened on Earth and everything. You're like, kids are not going to know about this. Like this writing is for adults. And
it's cartoon.
I'm telling you. And both of these like. The women drawn in there, like, you're like, oh.
That's the reason why you're really watching it. That's the reason why you're really watching it.
I'm not going to lie. I never fell for Alien, but man.
That's some hot alien trim.
Yeah, I was like, dang, look at her out. Yeah. Let me pull her by her antennas.
Yeah, what pencil did you use to draw that one? Yeah. Well, I'm on the I'm on the Amazon Instant Video and Netflix. I'm by streaming service right now. On Amazon Instant Video, I'm all in on HBO's Rome.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
I'm all in on HBO's Rome. I don't know what it is, but if there's gladiators and fighting and just walking up into the streets and killing somebody that's like Paul Matthias of the Tabali, kill him. I like that. Just chop them up. You know, everybody's dead, and it's HBO, so of course, like your anime, there are boobies. There are lots of TNA, but now I got a personal text message from Netflix, and they released season 9 of Bones. So I'm all back in on Bones. So now I'm like torn between watching an episode. But see, I kind of stretch it out. I try to watch one episode a day. But then like if I ever have like downtime, which is very, very rare, I will binge on it on the big TV in my living room. Because it's one of those smart TVs. I'll connect to it and I'll sit there and binge on it on Amazon Instant Video and Bones, but I won't binge on Bones because they're only given a season by season, and there's only like 22 episodes in this season.
How do you do that? Like, I'm obsessive compulsive when it comes to watching these shows. I can't watch one and be satisfied for the day. I watch one and I'm like, I need another show.
I got
just one more show, Joe Rogan.
I gotta tell you something, Joe Rogan. I'm addicted to Netflix.
That's pretty much me. Like I'm like, I have to watch another show.
Well, if you want, but then don't you feel an empty space in your life when the show is over?
No, because then I just find another show.
But see, it's not that easy, but that's how I tripped over because I ended up finished watching Bones went off, and then I ended up tripping over and I saw that Amazon offered this new HBO collection. And so I was like, okay, well, let me scroll through there. And I saw Gladiators and stuff. And I'm all into it because I was into Spartacus, Blood and Sand back in the day.
I was into Spartacus. After the second one, though, after the second season where they cut like the backstory.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into the third one.
I don't know, but it's some fun watching. But here's how I get through watching only one episode. I watch it at night. I watch it at night, and then I always go to bed with keeping up with the appearances on Netflix because I love hearing those English accents before I go to bed. So catch those shows on Amazon Instant Video, or if you have Netflix, but try it on Amazon Instant Video first through FatGuyRadioShow.com because it helps the show. All right, we'll be back on the other side of this break. And I'll talk about how we have an iTunes gift card giveaway contest going on right now on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Feel this weight of sin hammering away. All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Stitcher Radio app. Now you can get all your favorite podcasts, including the Visser one right here you're listening to, straight to your phone, even your new iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, laptop or tablet with no syncing needed. Download the Stitcher Radio app today through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and the Google Play Store. During registration, make sure you enter Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us field. It's a simple way to let Stitcher Radio know that we referred you. Stitcher Radio, proud partner of Fat Guy Radio Show, and that answers the question for what we were going to talk about also on the show, where iPhones.
That's what it was.
Me and Mocha Cub were going back and forth, beating our heads, saying there was something else we wanted to talk about on the show today, and it was the iPhone. Because I believe that I never get the first iPhone. Now that the iPhone 6 is out, I'm ready to get the iPhone 5S. But the iPhone 6 drops, and of course, when Apple releases anything new, people just line up and sleep out and camp out in front of the Apple stores. It happens every time.
Yeah.
Every time. So the beautiful marketing minds of Fat Guy Radio Show, which pretty much consists of me and the cat that lives outside my front door, we came up with the idea if someone gets their new iPhone 6, whether they're an existing listener or a new listener, and the first show that they upload into their iTunes account on their iPhone 6 or their iPhone 6 Plus, and they take a screen capture and they tweet it to us, or they email it to us, or they post it up on Facebook, they will win be entered to win an iTunes gift card.
But what does the first show have to be?
It just has to show iTunes. Like when you open up your iTunes, I have the iPhone 4. When you open up your iTunes and you go to your podcast list, you can see all of the shows that you currently have in your phone. My whole thing was that you should have I want to see your new iTunes with just Fat Guy Radio Show in it. That's okay. The whole, and then you have to take a screen capture, which I'm sure you can do on the iPhone 6.
Of course.
And you just tweet it to us. That's the whole contest. And we're still waiting for the first person to do it. And you get an iTunes gift card.
Nice.
Of course, via email, because that's how you send gift cards nowadays. You send them in the email. That was the whole thing. So we shot it out. Nothing yet. Snake eyes. Nothing yet. Except for one listener, Philippians, do you happen to have that or that Twitter follower's name? That one listener or one Twitter follower, I don't think he got upset, but this was brought to my attention that he was questioning why it was just for the iPhone 6 or the 6 Plus. Well, that's the whole bit.
Yes.
People are going and get the new 6s, so we want people to upload our show, Fat Guy Radio Show, on their new 6. And the first person to send us a screen capture of that can wins an iTunes gift card.
Yes.
So do you have the Twitter followers?
Yes.
Who was this guy that wanted to know why it was just for the new iPhone?
This listener is at, I don't know if it's DET or DET03.
At DET03.
DET03.
So when this was brought to my attention, I go into the Fat Guy Radio Show Twitter and I'm like, well, okay, well, what was his question? What was his concern? You know, and I read it earlier today and I was like, okay, well, I can understand. And we do contests all the time for people that are not iPhone subscribers or iPhone users. But when we look at our numbers on the back end, we have a lot of Apple people. A lot of Apple people listen to this show. Same thing for Full Court Press Radio. So we ran this thing thinking that it was just going to get exposure. And it was because the iPhone 6 is a new hot chick.
Yes.
And we wanted people to just have it in there. So
iPhone 6 is Jennifer Lawrence right now.
iPhone 6 is a Jennifer Lawrence.
Putting on for my district.
No one knows what that means.
Hunger Games.
I guess so.
It's the Mockingjay.
So I guess he was a little confused. But the reason why it's just for the iPhone 6 is because the iPhone 6 was a new bitch. That's the reason why.
Yeah.
So I reannounce the new gift card giveaway. Again, you can win an iTunes gift card if you're the first person to tweet or Facebook post a screen capture of Fat Guy Radio Show in your new iPhone 6 iTunes playlist. That's it. If it was just our show, it would be great. It just has to be our show. And it's very easy. I will show my podcast, playlist right now, which are all the shows that I love so dearly. You can't really see that, but it's the Big O and Duke Show, Fat Guy Radio Show, Full Court Press Radio, and then the Michael Mara Show. And then if I scroll up a little bit, you got This American Life. So yeah, I have all. That's all we want to see, are those. We just want to see this screen on your new iPhone. This is iPhone 4, but we just want to see this on your new iPhone, right? It seems like an easy contest, right?
Yes. Sounds easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Snake eyes. So before we get out of here, real quick, just a throwaway. I talked about my old neighbors, my old ass neighbors, Betty White. And
Barney Fife.
Well, it went to a whole nother level just last night.
Last night?
I pull up into my garage. I'm going to make this real quick because we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. I pull up in my garage, pull in, and Barney Fife is standing there at the edge of my corner. And I'm like, he's going to want to talk to me.
Yes.
So I get out of my car. I haven't even made it out to my car. And he's standing at the garage closed, the garage door. Basically, where the garage comes down. I get out and I'm like, hey, let me run in the house real quick and I'll be right back. He says, oh, okay. If you've ever been to my house and you've come in through the garage, when you walk in through the garage, it's a little hallway and off to the right is the laundry room and then off to the left is a powder room.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The reason why I had to go in the house is because I needed to use the restroom.
Oh, okay.
I'm home alone. No one's there. I go into the bathroom. I didn't close the door. Barney Fife walks in through my garage door. And I'm sitting there flopper out, water running, because he mysteriously heard me say, come in, which I never did. I left him outside the garage. So he walks in, opens up my garage door. I didn't close the restroom door. I'm home alone.
Yeah.
He walks in, all full glory, and I go off. I seriously think I have officially severed the relationship with Barney Fife. I cussed. I sprayed pee all over my bathroom. That was the line. He didn't got so comfortable, he is walking up in my house through my garage door. You have to be privy enough to walk through my garage door. If not, you bring your ass through the front door, and that's only after I invite you in. Who the hell gave him permission to just walk through my garage to my garage door, open it up, and just took one step, one foot into my house? Like I welcomed him in.
Has he ever been in your house before?
He has been in my house before, through the front door, not through the garage.
Wow.
Walked up in, I'm standing there peeing all over the place.
Wow.
That's it. I'm done. I hurt his feelings. And I don't apologize either. I hurt that old man's feelings. And now he's probably going to trash my name with all the rest of the neighbors, but I don't give a damn. You don't walk up in nobody's house unless you are welcome in their house. I don't close the bathroom door when I'm peeing. Standing up there in my nice clothes and everything like I just got off work. Walked up in there, DT. He better be glad I didn't have no firearm on me. I would have blown him away. I would have shot him in the chest. I'll wet ya. Let's get out of here. Woo, this is a good day. We didn't get to half the stuff I wanted to talk to you today. I didn't talk about how my friend called me to the carpet by not being a good friend.
And that was the important half, too.
That was. The weird world of Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I don't know why it is, and some people are just dicks.
Like me.
Yeah, yeah, my new day job, people are horrible. All right, folks, today's show is brought to you by, I just want that kick that, Amazon. Amazon has everything you need for your Halloween or fall celebrations, folks. Avoid the picked over crap in the stores. If you want it, Amazon has it. Shop now, shop often. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@BDBRadioNetwork.com.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show by subscribe on iTunes and catch the live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
For full FPS, sexy mocha cup D-tank, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. This is a weird show. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Never go full Rex.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I got to remind you about all our amazing sponsors at FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Please help support the show. Tell a friend about all of our great sponsors. You can find them at FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. You may go now.
Juan, you're running by the show.